O mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed your way? And he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray. And they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Praise be to Allah. We praise Him and we seek His help. Whomsoever Allah guides is the truly guided one, and whomsoever Allah leads astray, none can show him guidance. My dear viewers, welcome to another episode in the series of History of Hajj. In today's episode, we're going to tackle a very interesting thing, which is the Kiswa of the Kaaba, or the cloth of the Kaaba, the draping of the Kaaba. It is known that once a year, Muslims, nowadays particularly the custodians of the Haram, in case A, they change the cloth of the Kaaba once a year, particularly on the ninth day of the month of Dhul Hijjah, when people, when the pilgrims depart from Mecca and they go to Mount Arafah to spend the day of Arafah there. So there is much less traffic in Mecca, and they seize this opportunity to change the draping of the Kaaba or Kiswatul Kaaba. Besides that, they also get to wash the Kaaba twice a year, once during the month of Sha'ban and the other time is during the month of Dhul Hijjah. Normally they wash it from inside with the water of Zamzam, and they paint it with the very expensive and precious perfume made of pure oud and so on. So what is the story behind the draping of the Kaaba, and who was the very first person to drape or cover the Kaaba with a cloth? Historians say that the very first person to do it was King Tubba, who was the king of Himyar from Yemen. That was approximately 220 years before the migration Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has been narrated in the hadith that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, naha an sabbi Tubba, maliki Himyar. He said, you should never curse Tubba, the king of Himyar. لا تسبوا تبعا فإنه قد أسلم. He has been informed through the revelation that King Tubba, the king of Himyar in Yemen, have accepted Islam, and this hadith is collected by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad. It is known that Tubba was the very first person to drape the Kaaba and cover it with a cloth from Yemen, from very precious fabric, and afterward the leaders, the princes, the kings, one after another, whenever they wanted to do good in order to be honored, they would cover the Kaaba and drape it. That is simply stemming from what Allah the Almighty said in Surah Al-Hajj, chapter number 22, verse number 32. ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنْ من تقوى القلوب, which means that whoever honors and respects the symbols of Allah, this is the outcome of the piety of their hearts. Sha'airullah, such as the Kaaba, such as the Manasik, whoever respects them and honors them, this is a sign of the piety of his or their hearts. So people throughout history have honored and respected the Kaaba even before the mission of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was revealed and before his birth, simply because the people have recognized that Al-Kaaba is Baytullah. And Allah the Almighty stated in the Quran, وَطَهِّرْ بَيْتِيَ. He commanded Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam to purify his house. So accordingly, they, to be honored, they did whatever it takes in order to make the Kaaba look good and look great. Then during the time of Qusay ibn Kilab, and Qusay ibn Kilab, brothers and sisters, is the fourth great grandfather of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فرض على القبائل رفادة كسوة الكعبة. يعني before that, whenever somebody wanted to do good, he would cover the Kaaba and drape it. But during Qusay ibn Kilab, he decided we shall not wait for people in order to do that whenever they have a chance. Rather, we shall raise fund so that we cover the Kaaba on regular basis with a new and clean cloth. Until there came a person by the name Abu Rabi'ah ibn al-Mughira al-Makhzumi, who was a very wealthy person. He proposed to Quraysh, the main tribe in Mecca, that what about if I drape the Kaaba 1 year and you all together chip in and raise fund in order to drape it the other year. So he used to cover the Kaaba with the Kiswa every other year, and the whole tribe of Quraysh will do it on the other year. It is worth of mentioning here to brothers and sisters that the very first woman to drape the Kaaba and cover it entirely by herself out of her own position was Nutayla bint Jubab. And Nutayla was the wife of Abdul Muttalib, the Prophet's grandfather. She's the mother of Al-Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib. May Allah be pleased with him, Prophet Muhammad's uncle. She had lost Al-Abbas and she made a vow that if she were to find him, she would cover the entire Kaaba by herself. Before Islam, the Meccans used to cover the Kaaba on the day of Ashura, because according to the narration of Aisha radiallahu anha, people have honored this day and they used to do special worship on the 10th of Muharram. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to Medina, he found the Jews who used to observe fasting on the 10th of Muharram to commemorate the remembrance of saving Prophet Moses and the Israelites from the Pharaoh and his host, while the Pharaoh and his army were drowned. So the Meccans used to commemorate this day by covering the Kaaba with the new cloth on that day. Then later on, and until today, it is covered now on the day of An-Nahr, or on the day of Arafah. So they do that on the month of Dhul Hijjah. They take advantage when people are out for the pilgrimage on the mountain of Arafah. Some people under the impression that when they see the custodians of the Haram and the Kaaba folding the draping and the curtains of the Kaaba higher, like to almost two-thirds of it from top to bottom, they claim that the Kaaba is in a state of Ihram, and that is not true. The Kaaba is an object which is lifeless. It does not perform Ihram. Only the believers, the human beings, who can perform Ihram. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't have a chance to do anything with regards to the draping of the Kaaba until the conquest of Mecca. It was already covered with many cloth, and they were getting very heavy on top of it. And one day, whenever there was a woman who was lighting incense in front of the Kaaba in order to bring good fragrance, accidentally she set fire on the cloth of the Kaaba. So when it got burned, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered the Kaaba to be covered. After him, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, then Umar ibn al-Khattab. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, they purchased the cover of the Kaaba from the Yemeni fabric. Then Umar ibn Khattab and Uthman ibn Affan and the Khalid after, they started importing the fabrics to cover the Kaaba from Egypt, because of the very fine fabrics from Egypt. Especially it was known as the Egyptian Kabati. Was made of pure white. And it was kind of thin. Then Umar ibn Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, during his Khilafah, wrote to his governor in Egypt in order to bring and also manufacture the Kiswa of the Kaaba in Egypt. It used to be manufactured in a city which is known as Fayyum. Then later on, and during the Mamluks, and during the different rulers in the Ottoman Empire, they built an entire building in order to be in charge of manufacturing the Kiswa of the Kaaba in a neighborhood in Greater Cairo, which was known as Al-Qarantash. That remained until the year 1962. This is when the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia started manufacturing the Kiswa of the Kaaba on their own, and basically they stopped importing the Kiswa of the Kaaba from any other country. During the year 751, there was a Yemeni king who offered to clothe and drape the Kaaba on his own. But the Mamluks, who was in charge of Egypt, got very offended, and they used to consider this an honor that no one have the right to compete with them in its regard. It led to actually arresting this king and bringing him to Egypt. This is just to show you how important it was for Muslims throughout the history of Islam, the matter of clothing the Kaaba with the finest fabric. Now the Kaaba is draped annually on the ninth day of the month of Dhul Hijjah, as I said, the day of Hajj, and it cost approximately $4.5 million, yani approximately 17 million rial in order to drape the Kaaba, and the cover of the Kaaba is approximately 658 square meters, and it is made of 670 kilograms of silk. The embroidery and the stitches contain 150 kilograms of gold. The factory of Kiswatul Kaaba is located in Mecca and is visited by tens of thousands of visitors every year. And you can see how the Quranic verses and phrases of praising Allah, such as La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, and so on, is actually stitched throughout the Kiswa of the Kaaba. Again, brothers and sisters, every year when they take off the old Kiswa of the Kaaba, it is cut into small pieces, and it is distributed amongst Muslim organizations, some kings and dignitary persons, and they put on the new cover of the Kaaba. One of the reasons why they fold the cover of the Kaaba from the bottom during Hajj, because there have been some attempts from people to cut pieces of the cover to keep it with them as a source of blessing. It is worth of mentioning here, brothers, we do not seek the blessings from anything, from any creation. Rather, the source of the blessing is Allah the Almighty. So even if you have a piece of the cloth of the Kaaba, it's such an honor that one day it used to be the cloth of the Kaaba, but it does not protect against any harm, nor does it bring any benefit. May Allah guide us to what is best. And until next episode, I leave you all in the care of Allah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Oh mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed your way and he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray, and they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah.